welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. I'm Jessie.
I'm Grace.
And I'm Courtney.
Today, we will be discussing the odd disappearance of Clay Hocking.
First, we will be talking about the backstory of Clay's disappearance. Clay Hocking was a well-respected 6th and 7th grade teacher at Duran Middle School. No one imagined that anything would ever happen to him. But then, on the night of November 7th, 2018, a harvest festival was held at the high school for the staff members. It was scheduled to end at 9 p.m. However, when a scream was heard from Mr. Hocking's room around 8:30 p.m., the celebration was cut short.
Police were then called by staff to investigate the building, and they discovered that Hocking was nowhere to be found.
Staff who worked with Clay Hocking had many opinions about him. For example, many people greatly appreciated him. Sarah Sabelko was one of his greatest admirers, saying that he was such a classy gentleman, and so smart, and handsome, and nice, and talented. Cassie Weiss said, "Dear old Clay was my favorite colleague."
There were also a few negative things people had to say about him. Bill Klaus said that he rarely smiled, snapped at students, and kept his distance from his colleagues. Bob Zika also said in his alibi, "I wanted to stop teaching because of this guy. I wanted to force him to admit that he ruined my life." Jerry Shea told the Duran Police Department, "As a co-worker, Hocking was irritable and rude."
The second topic we'll be talking about today are the evidence and suspects involved in the case. There are many suspects involved in the disappearance, and several pieces of evidence were found on the crime scene. Six pieces of physical evidence that were found in Hocking's classroom include the burned remains of a letter, a red handkerchief that was found with several pieces of hair on it, fishing line with a red substance on it, a lighter with the initials BZ, a Principal of the Year certificate, and a book titled The Secret Life of Clinton Hock, written by Cassie Weiss.
We believe that the burned letter was written by Clay to Cassie about her newly published book. The red handkerchief was from Sarah Sabelko, given to Clay to comfort him after an argument with Weiss. The fishing line likely connects to Brian Bauer, who had recently gone on a fishing trip with Clay. The lighter's initials, BZ, stands for Bob Zika. Bill Klaus is connected with the Principal of the Year certificate, obviously, since it was awarded to him. As for Cassie's tie to the scene, her book, The Secret Life of Clinton Hock, was found in his classroom.
After gathering this evidence and additional information, the police have narrowed the suspects down to seven people. Bill Klaus, principal of Durand High School, who was awarded the certificate found at the scene, Sarah DePatty, 7th and 8th grade science teacher, Sarah Sabelko, 6th and 7th grade math teacher, Jerry Shade, math teacher, Bob Zika, 7th and 8th grade social studies teacher, Brian Bauer, 6th grade science and 7th grade literature teacher, and lastly, Cassie Weiss, 6th grade language arts and 8th grade literature teacher.
Lastly, we'll be discussing
who done it.
Based on what we know, we've come to the consensus that Cassie Weiss is the main suspect in the disappearance of Mr. Clay Hocking.
Several other teachers mentioned Clay's love of writing and how they couldn't believe he would give it up to be a teacher, even if he did want to help kids become better writers. Sarah Sabelko specifically mentions a journal she always saw him writing in, so it is very likely that this was a diary of his, which he turned into a memoir. Before he could send it to a publisher, Cassie stole it. Just remember, these are our theories and not 100% confirmed facts.
Whether this was for money or to give the appearance of being more talented than she was, no one really knows. But what we do know is this. That book was just too similar to the story of Clay Hawking's life to be about anything else. He had had a fight with Weiss that evening, probably because he found out she had stolen it. Sarah Sibelko calmed him down afterwards, lent him her handkerchief, which was found at the scene. As she left, she saw him sit down to write.
What he was writing was very likely the partially burned note found in his room, which Weiss probably burned so that no one would know it was addressed to her about the book. Ultimately, Weiss attacked Clay out of fear of anyone finding out what she had done.
Not only that, but Weiss said she went to Klaus's door to give him a copy of her book, and said he was not there. She could have been lying about it and actually went after Clay when the scream was heard. Brian Bauer also claimed to be in the hallway near Klaus's office at the time of the scream, but he did not mention seeing her at all. If they had seen each other, she almost definitely would have given him a book based on how she was so eager to give them out to all the other teachers present at the celebration.
Based on this information, we believe that Cassie Weiss is guilty in the kidnapping and possible murder of Clay Hawking.
Da, da, da.
Because Cassie lied in her alibi about her whereabouts at the time of the scream and about not kidnapping him, she will face serious consequences.
She will most likely be charged with one count of kidnapping as well as one count of physical assault. This will result in many years of jail time. When Cassie gets out, she will no longer be able to teach students at Duran Middle High School or anywhere else.
Our theories were correct, as the police have now confirmed that Cassie Weiss did indeed kidnap Clay Hawking. He was found in the back room of the concession stand at the football field. Clay stated that she had brought him enough food and water to last a week or two, and so he became worried when she didn't come back with more. He explained that they had been writing a book together, but she went behind his back and published it as hers and hers only, and didn't give him any of the credit or money he was due.
After finding Hawking, it was discovered that there was a significant amount of trauma to his head. This was caused by Cassie Weiss hitting him several times with a copy of her own book, all in hopes of knocking him out, which sadly worked. This would explain why a copy of her book was found in Hawking's classroom, and it had been covered in what appeared to be bloodstains. After Hawking was knocked out, Cassie then dragged him to her car and drove him out to the concession stand at the football field. She then trapped him there, saying she hadn't yet decided what to do with him.
The entire community of Durand is very relieved that Clay Hawking has been safely returned. We would like to thank the Durand Police Department for all of their hard work on this case.
We are also relieved that the psychopath Cassie Weiss can be put behind bars and she will never do this to anyone else again.
Let's take a moment of silence to appreciate Clay Hawking's safe return and all the work that the Durand Police Department and many others did to help bring him home. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of our True Crime Podcast.
See you next time!